T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Empty gun. Second down, snap back. Well protected. Now he escapes out to his left. Good block, Tyler Smith. Pumps, throws it in the end zone. Caught, touchdown. Dalton Schultz for the second time tonight.
It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby on one of the best Cowboy Tuesdays, Cowboy Weeks that we've ever had. Best playoff win in our 12 years doing the show, and that should mean best win, period, after they may have ended Tom Brady's career on the road with Dak Prescott playing like that. Let's get to the man who probably had a celebration. Have you gone to sleep yet, Jerry Jones?
Sean, RJ, Bobby, I'm telling you, I can't wipe this grin off my face. I'm so excited for our fans. I'm so excited for this team, Dak, all the players that have worked so hard and have continued to improve, fall through injury, and then to step up here and have a victory like this that does make a difference. I was visiting with Mike Lervin right at the end of the game last night. And he was using a hunting dog analogy, but it's true. They do put the face of a hunting dog when you finally find what you're hunting. They rub that dog's face in that blood and make sure that he remembers what it tasted like and what it was like. And boy, that enhances his instincts for the rest of his time. And that's exactly the way the Cowboys, I'm sure, will take this victory in Tampa, take everything associated with it, make everything they can out of it. You can say, well, you've got to move on. No, they're a better team leaving Tampa than when they got there.
We may be caught up in the moment, but do you think this is the best win this franchise has had since the last Super Bowl?
Well, I don't know. I know that as I sit here today, I feel that we've got an excellent opportunity to, in the next few games, to get to the best spot you can have at the time, and that is in a Super Bowl game. And I know that I think we're pretty healthy coming through it last night. If that is the case, that we're as healthy as I think we are, then we've got a great opportunity here. San Francisco is a daunting task to go out there and win at San Francisco, but this bunch is not the same team in a positive way that it was before the day started yesterday.
Jerry, you're any more worried about Jason Peters or Jayron Kearse injury-wise, just to get that out of the way?
Yeah, I'm certainly concerned. I don't know any more than we knew when we left there last night. We got a little hope that it might not be as serious on Peters, but it's important to realize that he's not sitting here in his rookie year, so he's got to come back from this. But, boy, right before he had to step away from the game, I was commenting to our guys, man, what doesn't it feel great? You could really make a case at one time when you had Peters out there at one side, you had Tyron Smith at the other. You're sitting there with two more players in there and Tyler Smith, and you're sitting there with our big right guard, you can make a case that you've got four Hall of Famers there by the time that it shakes out at various stages of their career. That's pretty solid to be there at this time of the year.
Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. We called it his signature game. How would you describe what Dak Prescott did last night, especially responding from the week before against Washington?
Well, I think you saw the results of just absolutely a focused Dak Prescott that all year continued to strive to get better. I've said it a lot. Dak is unique in his preparation, unique how he takes what he does in the classroom, how he takes it to practice, and then how he takes that, really improve on it at a practice, which is what you hope, and just gets better. And I saw him ask a lot of questions before the game, and he was talking about he was just going to bear down from the Washington game and get better. Well, he stepped out there and showed a lot of preparation, and then he, by being prepared, we got to see what a competitor of what he can do in a situation that everything is on the line. And there's, in my mind, it's the best game I've ever seen him play.
Jerry, it didn't seem like Dak ran the ball all that much during the season, but he seemed to run it more, you know, yesterday. Was he saving his rushing for the postseason, saving those legs?
Well, saving would be the wrong word because we needed it a few times. But I'll be very candid with you. In the regular season, I didn't see him saving anything. I saw him take advantage of some opportunity. He probably could have done it more times during the season, but the answer is in some of those games that might not have needed it, why do it? Why risk it? Here, we all understand why risk it. And so I think what you saw there last night, we're going to get to see a lot of when we play San Francisco in terms of him keeping the ball and relying on that triple threat that he can have. And we've got to, if we can get it, if he's healthy enough to do it, his being able to instinctively take that ball and run with it physically is really a dimension that defense has a difficult time adjusting to.
Jerry, I want to talk about Kellen Moore and McCarthy. Last year after the 49er game, you had talked about getting other people involved. We've talked about Tony Pollard a ton. Mike McCarthy, we asked you about his job status last week. Can you talk about those two? It felt like Kellen Moore called a perfect game last night, and then McCarthy getting these guys to respond with some of the doubt we had after what happened in Washington. Can you just talk about McCarthy and Kellen and the jobs that they did?
Well, they deserve their A pluses, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that. And they responded in their way to what the situation is. I think we maximized our talent out there last night. And, of course, Mike, to me, has done an outstanding job this year. And this was deserved, really. I know how much he puts into it. And for him to have this great playoff win is an outstanding result. And as is always, these questions you have about somebody's where are you going from here, they usually answer themselves right there on the football field, and it did last night.
Jerry, how about Dan Quinn's defense? It looked like, felt like Micah Parsons and that D-line was tormenting Brady all night long. He could never get set. Let's talk about Micah and some of the guys who stood out to you defensively.
Well, I know this, that when I got to my office last week, there was this gorgeous black bat, and he said, bring the wood. and he had handed one of those, not only left one on my desk, but he had put one at every player's locker. And that meant, of course, deliver the wood. And he had started that at my in my office, or ended it in my office, but no one was spared from the message that he wanted to bring, and that's that deliver that bat. Let's be ready to get Tampa.
What was Mike McCarthy's overall message? Did he find any baby pictures of you? And what was the game plan for this that you guys were able to execute so well last night after losing to them in the opener? What were the differences game plan wise?
Well, I think let's give Mike and his staff, but let's give him all the credit since he gets all the negatives when it happens. He took that team from training camp really last spring, and he took it to, in all's fair, he took it to what we saw last night. And that is, to me, it's a thing of beauty. And it gives us a chance to basically go to San Francisco against an outstanding team, and gives us a chance to have our feet under us, have everyone prepared. We've got a lot of young players that have got a lot of experience this year, and we've got veteran players that have really managed their year. And Tyron Smith, people like Peters, people like that have managed their year and are ready to play in this game against San Francisco, and if given a chance, play another one. That's all you can ask. Great job, Mike.
Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, you know, you were able to exercise the demons a little bit of beating Tom Brady. It's been 20 years. You guys hadn't managed to get a victory against him. How great did that feel to be able to finally get over that hill?
Well, I think the respect that you have for his career needs no statement. And to basically, in a really adverse setting down there in Tampa, to go in and come out of there with that kind of win against a player like that, we just read the mail there. We would not and could not ever let him get to within distance of winning that football game, because he just goes to another level when those things happen. That's his MA, that's his background. And we basically managed our way and performed our way and kept him looking uphill all night long. And it was as good a plan on both sides of the ball, as good a plan as I've seen.
I have to admit, I did not believe you when you showed the confidence in the cornerback situation with the depth after the injuries, the struggles of Kelvin Joseph, and then Israel Mukwamu last night. The guys that you had step in the secondary to go ahead and limit that passing game, you ended up being right against the Buccaneers, Jerry. Talk about the job of the depth in that secondary and the job they did.
Well, it's a classic case of guys that have evolved, some younger guys back there that have taken their chance. And you saw them getting the ultimate test, and that's against Tom Brady and fighting for your life in the playoffs. I was particularly pleased with just overall the aggressiveness, the physicalness of our secondary. And that if you really look at the stats in most every game, you have usually a lot more tackles coming from those guys that are in that secondary. So you have to have a physical secondary. We had it last night.
Jerry Jones here on a victorious Tolo Tuesday, 105.3 The Fan. The big story for the rest of this week is going to be your kicker. with what happened with Brett Maher last night, do you consider replacing Brett Maher for the 49er game?
Well, I think the first thing you do is talk about how isn't it great to have that the number one thing we need to correct or the number one thing we need to address. I think that shows everything about not only how we played, but the, where we are with this team right now. Mm-hmm. To make no mistake about it, we've got to have the same week of preparation. Now, over to our kicker. This is a classic case of looking at what he's done for this team and done on the field all year, not just last night. And but kicking is a technical thing. It has everything to do with the frankly, mentally having it all together when you step up there. So we'll read this thing as the week goes along. I don't want to get out over our skis and get ahead of it. I thought it, when he came out at halftime, watched him warm up out there. He's making all of the kicks. I figured that was behind him. But we will take a look at it. We can't. It'd be a big setback to go in to the rest of this tournament, rest of this playoff, with shakiness at kicker.
Jerry, is it crazy to consider like signing a second one, like two kickers on the game day roster? You can still stick with Brett, but just in case you have a second kicker, or you guys wouldn't consider that?
We did it last year, and we had one that was good on shorter kicks, good on extra points, and so we did it last year. And it's an imposition to have to use up that extra roster spot, but it's doable. Again, we're fresh on that, having done it last year.
Do you envision this might entice you guys to go for two more or go for it on fourth down more as opposed to kicking the extra points or kicking the field goals?
Yes, I do. I very much do.
Jerry, you know that fans want to be focused on the 49ers, so some are not happy that over the reports that Dan Quinn is going to have an interview on Friday. How do you view that? Can you put some of the Tolo's minds at ease that it's not going to take away from 49er prep? And how worried are you about Coach Quinn's reported interview?
Dan is the consummate experienced coach. And nobody relies on being focused at game at hand, and no one has a better appreciation with his background, his experience there at Atlanta, there at Seattle. And so he's not going to compromise one iota anything that we're doing with the Cowboys and what we're doing this weekend.
Jerry, do you guys think that you're a little bit better prepared or how different are you this year going into the San Francisco game than you were last year?
Well, just last night would say it all for me, since that's front of mind. But that experience of going down there and coming out of there with a win and playing it and winning the way we did and playing with the at the level we played, you couldn't do anything and get better, readier to play San Francisco than have that night we had last night.
Jerry, we know you're not going to cry about it. You said it's the hand that's dealt. I just saw the stat of 5 days rest versus 7 days rest, and the road teams are 9-24 for y'all's next game on Sunday. How tough of a challenge is this turnaround going to be?
I didn't see it. What's the stat of just the road teams with the full complement of rest? I didn't see the stat, but I'm not going to. It can't be of any consequence getting this team ready. It's what it is, and there's no amount of scratching on it or doodling on it or figuring on it or looking at background. But I bet you look at that if you look at the same stats, you'd see that just being on the road has a negative percentage. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to end up that way for the Cowboys this year.
Yes, sir. All right. We don't want to escape this feeling. We didn't want to go to sleep last night. And hopefully it happens again on Sunday. We'll hear you Friday on the station. Enjoy this one. And thank you, guys. Thank the team for giving the city this feeling, Jerry. Congratulations.
Well, we're excited. And, boy, do our fans deserve this morning. Let's enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Hear you on Friday. Thank you, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.